I want to tell you guys a little bit about what's coming up for the next half of this year, which I believe is going to be one of the most significant seasons of Journey's life to date. So far, we're about 3.5 years as a new church in Chattanooga, and we're excited about what God has done in our lives, in our hearts, in our community. We're excited about what God is doing in your lives. But we believe that God wants us to take some additional steps just in remaining true to who he is, remaining true to being a faith community that is following him. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21 through 30 says, "Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. For wives, this means submit to your husbands as to the Lord. For a husband is the head of his wife as Christ is the head of the church. He is the savior of his body, the church. As the church submits to Christ, so wives should submit to your husbands in everything. For husbands, this means love your wives just as Christ loved the church." And we cannot overemphasize this next phrase. "He gave up his life for her." We have a God who gave up his life for the church. And he has chosen marriage as a relationship to demonstrate the relationship he has developed with each one of us as followers of Jesus. It's an incredible metaphor. It's an incredible story. It goes on. It says, "He did this to present her to himself as a glorious church without a spot or wrinkle or any other blemish. Instead, she will be holy and without fault. In the same way, husbands ought to love their wives as they love their own bodies, for a man who loves his wife actually shows love for himself. No one hates his own body, but feeds and cares for it, just as Christ cares for the church, and we are members of his body." The reason I wanted to read that is to let you know that we have two or three main things that are going to be going on in these next few months. Starting August 14th, if you've been getting our emails, you know that we're going to be having a kickoff here. 5 o'clock that Sunday afternoon. We're going to have a great time with some water rides. We're going to cook out. It's just going to be a time to welcome the coming back of school, which for parents is a wonderful time, and for your kids is a horrible time. But we're celebrating that school's back in session, and we're starting another natural season at Journey. We're starting with a new series called Finding the One. And on Finding the One, we want to take that passage and we want to take it to heart in two different contexts. Context number one, certainly there's a lot of discussion about what marriage and the marriage relationship is. And we want to talk about how do you find the one that you are with for the rest of your life. Now, for some of you, you're thinking, "I'm with the one I'm going to be for the rest of my life. I'll check out." No, you can't. Because every week we're going to talk about a facet of finding the true one within our lives, which is Jesus Christ. And we're going to talk about what does it look like to be whole as an individual, not to have somebody else. We're also going to talk about what does it look like to find the person that you'll spend the rest of your life with. What do you need to know when you're dating? What do you need to know before you pop the question? And we're also going to spend a week talking about what happens after you've popped the question and you look back and you realize, what a mistake I made. Because we know some people do that. We know you didn't. At least you would admit to it. But at some point, it's likely you had that thought. We're going to talk about that. And then we have a special day, and I'm not going to reveal that today, a special day planned at the end of the week where we have an incredible opportunity to commit to the one being Jesus Christ in our lives, also to the one whom you have given your life to. And so we'll talk more about that as the series comes. In that passage, it talks about Jesus giving his life for the church. And I want you to know that what Journey is, it is not just some random sect of religious people that get together, have loud worship, and we talk about spiritual things. What we are as a church is a community of people who have been bought by the blood of Christ, who are part of his church. This is his body. We are just a portion of it. There are thousands and thousands and thousands of people within our city that are also portions of the same body of Christ. For us as a new church, what we find in many of the ways that you begin a church, especially when you're trying to reach people that have been hurt or burned or are skeptical, is you try to create a place that is open and welcoming. Also, when you recognize that there's a lot of problems within the church, not that we are above all the problems, we have our own. But we recognize there are times that we have to be very strict and stringent about how we structure ourselves. And there's this kind of structure of the church planner, pastor, CEO type. And if you're in a business mindset, if you work in the business world, that's somewhat how many new churches start. But if you go back and you read throughout the New Testament about what God expects from his followers, He says to all of the apostles, as they go out into every city starting churches, they are to plant elders in every church as the church begins to seek the will of God and to govern it and to follow the headship of Christ within that faith community. It's this spreading out of leadership where it's no longer more centered on the staff or the pastor or the church planter, but it's the church as a body that is working together. I want to tell you about some very important changes that are going to be happening, and I can only give you a glimpse. In September, we're going to spend an entire series kind of unpacking this, giving you the biblical rationale for this, and to prepare you for where we are moving as a church that's no longer just wet out of the gates. We're a church that has been here now, and our goal is not just to be the new church, but to be a church, a faith community that lasts the distance, making an impact in our city. So two very important things are about to change here at Journey in the next few months. Number one is we're going to be asking you if Journey is your faith community, the home where you come to worship and to celebrate and to serve. We want to ask you to begin considering taking another step in your commitment to this body. It's something we've avoided from the very beginning, and it's the idea of membership. But as I read through Scripture, what I find is that consistently, the Scripture talks about us being committed to one another. We talk about holding each other accountable, bearing each other's burdens, holding each other up, and walking through life with each other. There's a commitment that we have. And we don't really have a way to express that here, that we're more committed, that we want to invest and we want to grow and we want Jesus to be the center of our lives and our relationships. So in the coming weeks, we're going to be talking to you about what a covenant membership looks like with Journey. And it's not going to be for everybody. And it's not a test to be a part of Journey. But it's a next step. It's an opportunity for us to demonstrate our commitment. There's a very biblical commitment that I'll unpack in the next few weeks. The second thing that's going to be coming up is going to be this decentralizing of leadership to where we're going to be asking some of you to take a more invested part in leading Journey. We're going to be moving towards that from that staff and especially that church planner led structure to what is really more biblical in an elder led structure. It's where you guys will come and be involved. You guys will help be a part. There will be just a few select, and I'm going to teach you about that. I'm going to show you what that looks like. And I believe that this is the time that Journey needs to take that step to honor God, because again, this is His church, not anyone else's. And so I can't tell you how important that is to me, to our leadership. And I believe it's important to Jesus as well, for us to be a church that honors Him, that structures itself in a biblical way, and that gives us the best opportunity to follow God faithfully. So they're big steps, the big transition, and we're truly excited about it. Also this fall, we're starting a new class, and I need your help, especially this week if you're able. Some of you guys that are handy, you're thinking, you know what, I don't care about anything you just said, but if you got anything I can hit with a hammer, I'm in. I need you this week, if at all possible. Because on Tuesday night, we're going to be separating one of our kids' spaces from one into two spaces, because our kids' department has grown to a point where we need to separate ages out a little more to more effectively reach them, teach them, and just help them. Help them be with age-appropriate kids. And if you have young kids, you know how important that is. Tuesday night, we're going to be here building a wall in the launch room. And so if you are able to come, we're going to meet at 6 o'clock here at the church. And really, we only need about 3 or 4 people. We're going to throw the wall up. We're going to throw OSB on the wall because, you know, we don't have any sheetrock anywhere else in the building. So why not just put OSB up? So you don't have to be skilled in mudding or anything like that. But we're trying to launch this class August 14th as well. And so we want to have it ready. We want to have it completely decorated out, painted, and ready for those kids to walk in and their eyes to pop. If you can help either with building the wall or later in the week, I believe on Thursday night, we're going to try to paint. If you can paint or do anything like that, there's a sign-up sheet in the back table that you can come and just sign your interest, and we'll get in touch with you, and you guys can. That would be a huge, 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 huge help, and it allows us, our Journey kids, to take another step. Also, there's a couple of other sign-up sheets. Walking into the fall, we have more opportunity to reach people and make a difference in their lives than ever before. And some key areas that we could use some help in, number one is in our tech team. Running lights, running sound, running slides, just more people involved so people don't have to do it every single week. And you can just commit to maybe once a month, or you can commit to more than that, or less than that, depending on what your desire and ability is. But if you would sign up for those things, also our hospitality team, those are the people that say hello when you walk in the door. That's huge. We'd love some more help in the hospitality team. Also in Journey Kids, we need some help in Journey Kids. As we grow another class, that requires more volunteers. It's one of the most impacting ministries we have at Journey. And if you're not already serving and you're a regular attender of Journey, we would encourage you to sign up and let us get in touch with you and talk to you about that, what that would mean. It's not an every week deal. I think Deidre's trying every once a month or every other month or something like that to schedule you. We would love for your help in that. And finally, the last thing is we're going to be starting new Journey groups this fall. This is a great time to get involved in community with each other. Meeting in homes, spending time together, growing in your faith, developing stronger relationships outside of your keyboard, face-to-face, one of the best things that we do in our week, and I hope that you would consider doing that. If you would like to be involved, there's a sign-up sheet for more information for that as well. All three of those are going to be at the table beside the soundboard on your way out later today if you would just check that. I want to leave you with one thought before we walk back into worship. I hope that you'll process the things that I've said. And I know I just dumped a ton of information on you. But I hope you'll process it. And you'll recognize that being a part of a church, it is not just something we do on Sunday mornings. It is hugely significant. It is something that changes the lives of people around us. It changes our own lives. This is what 1 Peter 2:9 says. It says, "You are a chosen people. You are royal priests, a holy nation, God's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of God, for he called you out of the darkness into his wonderful light." As a body of Christ, let's worship him together. Let's pray for each other, encourage each other. We're in this in each other's lives for the long haul, not just while things are good, but to help each other when we're hurting, lift each other up when we're discouraged, and to celebrate with each other when things go well.